bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Just ranked as the 7th best college radio station in the country by the Princeton Review, and a 2023 nominee for a National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Radio Award for College Radio Station of the Year. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train. The United States completed its first airdrop of humanitarian aid into Gaza Saturday morning. Three military C-130 planes dropped 66 pallets containing 38,000 meals. Aid organizations say that airdrops fall far short of meeting the desperate need for food and supplies in the area where many of the 2.2 million people are facing starvation. The deadly violence surrounding an aid convoy in Gaza City, in which more than 100 people were killed after Israeli forces were accused of opening fire on a crowd of Palestinians hoping to get food, has inflamed global calls for an immediate ceasefire, including from France and Germany.
Palestinians rushed to collect it.
People are so desperate that innocent people got caught in a terrible war, unable to feed their families. The truth is, aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough. Now, it's nowhere nearly enough. Innocent lives are on the line and children's lives are on the line.
Audio provided by CBS Mornings. Mediators and Hamas have arrived in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, for talks on a new ceasefire, as Israel is reported to be demanding reassurances on the hostages' fate before attending. An unnamed U.S. official has said Israel has more or less accepted the deal, but Israeli media says Hamas is refusing to confirm which of its hostages are still alive, so Israel will not attend. The U.S. says the six-week pause would see the release of more Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. Pressure for a deal intensified after Thursday's incident outside Gaza City in the north of the territory, where at least 112 people were killed as crowds rushed an aid convoy. Former President Donald Trump continued his march toward the GOP nomination on Saturday by winning caucuses in Idaho and Missouri and sweeping the delegate hall at a party convention in Michigan. Trump earned every delegate at stake on Saturday, bringing his count to 244 compared to 24 for former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. A candidate needs to secure 1,215 delegates in order to clinch the Republican nomination. The next event on the Republican calendar is Sunday in Washington, D.C.
Donald Trump now has over 200, and Nikki Haley has under 30. But if she were to win, say, 50% of the states on Tuesday, and there's 15 states in play and a territory, American Samoa, maybe she can gain some momentum. I think if she is soundly defeated on Tuesday, it's the end of the line for her.
That was political analyst Brian Sobel on Fox News. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. Winner of a 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Radio Station and a 2023 nominee for an NAB Marconi Radio Award for College Radio Station of the Year. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.